Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, he looked calm and confident, and you can only be that when you are read shooters well and have, you know, that's experience. He showed experience, and very nice to see that.
Don Granato talking about Eric Comrie, last night's Sabres game. The next game is Saturday afternoon at home against Pittsburgh. They have another preseason game Tuesday here against Carolina, and the regular season gets started for the Sabres the following week.
Yep, 2 weeks from today, right.
The 13th?
Yep. Here,
let me, the Bills injury report, Benford and Phillips are not playing in this game. They're not on IR.
Jordan Phillips.
Yeah, Jordan right. Phillips.
Right.
Christian Benford. They're not playing in this game. You have the same understanding, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they're on DNP because they're not on injured reserve. Like, they're on the active roster. They're not expected to play. Kumerow has an ankle injury. I don't know for sure if he's out, but I guess I've been thinking that he is. I don't know. That's not as locked in.
I'm not sure why I'm under that impression too, but I am. I feel like maybe McDermott said something on Monday that indicated that he would be a little longer. It wasn't a day-to-day thing with him. But
Davis is the story. Davis, DNP, after limited yesterday, after he played in Miami when it wasn't sure that he would, and it's the same ankle injury, we believe.
I saw some video of him running a route. I think it was from John Scott. There was video from him yesterday where he appeared to sort of pull up a little bit. Like, he slipped in a cut. He was like running upfield and went to cut out toward the sideline from left to right, and he sort of slipped a little bit and then was not really badly, but he was like sort of walking awkwardly after that. So that could have been what the setback was for him, was slipping yesterday and maybe re-injuring that, even if it's mild.
Man, how about all this? Just like, it was going so well a week ago, you know, or a week and a half ago. You watch that Tennessee game and just like, well, this seems perfect.
Yeah.
And guys go down in that game.
That's right. There were injury concerns right after that game, Hyde and Jackson specifically. I think Knox got dinged in that game too.
Morse.
And Morse, right. So, you could see it come, but still, the depth of the report, like the number of names on the injury report is just, it's a big number. I don't mean to chuckle. I mean, it's a big injury report, and there's, you know, a lot of limiteds. So, you know, we'll see what kind of shape they're in by the time Sunday 1 o'clock comes around.
Davis was hurt the day before, 2 days before the Titan game in practice.
Right. Yep.
So he missed the Tennessee game, but we're definitely not out of the woods with him. And I mean, they might be fine. And I'm not gonna try to, you know, rewrite history and tell you that I was like 100% Davis would be awesome this year. I was more cautious on him than most people I know.
Because you mostly wanted another guy in case injuries
happen. I always want another guy. Yes, that I'm happy to tell you I've been saying forever. I always want another guy. Now, you can't have everybody. And they have added some. I mean, Shakir exists. Crowder
Shakir is where you almost have to go to Shakir if Davis is, you know, if he can't play with Coomer out, like Shakir, to me, he's going to have to be involved. There's almost, I mean, well, what else are you doing? You know, unless you want to just really work Crowder out there and give McKenzie the entire slot responsibility. I just think Shakir gets on the field maybe the most he has all year so far.
But who knows what that is? I mean, he's made sense. To some degree, he's made sense as somebody to play in all these games.
I think if he has to play and is given a role, I think it will go well. I really think he's I think he will go to the right spots. I trust him as a rookie. I feel like that there will be there'll finally be evidence to support like why I was so bullish. I just think he'll do well if he has to play, you know, I don't even know, like half the snaps. I just feel like he'll get targets and catch the ball.
Well, why was Kumerow playing instead of him? Blocking,
right.
And Davis is good in that area too. Mm-hmm. Like the Bills want that. And so they don't go to Shakir when Davis misses. They go to Kumerow. They didn't really throw the ball to him very often, but they didn't need to. And so, I mean, they won the game 41-7. Everything's fine. I'm not trying to get to, I'm not trying to land on, oh, they should have done this instead. Mm-hmm. But man, it is fickle. And as good as Diggs is, having Davis down the field so Diggs can work his magic is such a it's such an advantage. It's such a check in his favor, you know, to make Diggs leading receiver in the league, you know?
The margins are always thin. I mean, I should say always, but you take one guy out and it's, and now you're talking about two guys, like the starter and his primary backup. Is what you're talking about. If Davis
can't
play,
right,
then the two top, you know, the other, you know, the second and third outside receivers on this team would not be playing in this game. I mean, that's big.
That's big.
But I wanna trust that this is not to say like Shakir steps in and just gives them everything Kumerow or Davis gives them blocking in the run game, okay? But as far as like passing the ball goes, I feel like I'm not gonna not having Kumerow to replace Davis isn't that big a deal to me. I think Shakir will make plays in the pass game.
It's called on. This was always, you know, usually Cook was mentioned in these discussions too during the offseason. Like, oh, well, they have Cook now, and maybe he can play some receiver. That's what he's good at, you know, catching the ball out of the backfield. And, you know, a little so far, but...
Yeah, there was one play on Sunday. I mean, there were so many offensive plays. It's hard to remember them all. And this one is a deep, deep cut here because the ball didn't even go his way. But Cook did get lined up out wide, top of the screen, going left to right. And I don't know what was over the top. It was a pretty tight camera angle as the ball was snapped. All I'm telling you is Cook made a move on the guy that was right in front of him and was gone.
Whoops.
And if there wasn't help over the top, like that could have been a play. So like he can do that, but they just have to, you know, they have to do it. They have to A, put him out there, which again has been minimal, but get him out there, let him do that, and like use it. You know, like throw the ball there, because that is something that should be new for them that they have not had. A guy that, you know, comes out of the huddle lined up at running back and like, oh, okay, whoa, hold it. He's out on the boundary and he can beat a guy. And he did. I mean, to my eyes, he had the man beat downfield and the ball just went somewhere else.
Got to keep the quarterback protected. Let those plays unfold. And we'll see if teams don't start playing cover two against the Bills every week. After Miami's success and what Kansas City faced last year. This is not just the Chiefs or the Chiefs and the Bills.
This is the league.
This is the move that has been coming in an era where the quarterbacks are so good and everybody's spread out, 3-4 receivers in the formation all the time. Who is really, like through three games, who is a team that has just been consistently able to throw the ball successfully, like all the time? Baltimore has, but Baltimore doesn't. I don't want them for this because there's not as much volume there. Super efficient. Jackson's been awesome. They're different. But you know, you had teams like the Chargers or even the Raiders, the Rams, the Bills, the Chiefs. Certainly those teams have had their moments this year. Cincinnati. All the teams we all thought of and talked about, I mean, everybody, as like the top quarterback teams, the top passing teams. Nobody's of that group. How about Tampa Bay for this?
Denver.
Like, who's actually, where is it working? Joe Ostrowski talking about unders, scoring is down. Anyway, Miami. Miami's been, that mean they did not have a high scoring game last week. Yards per play were good. Points per minute were good. They didn't have the ball for 20 minutes.
Right, 212 yards. It's
yeah.
Not a big total at all.
But, you know, you had the Miami Baltimore game and a couple other ones. Kansas City against Arizona clicked. The Bills Rams game, we were just in love, and I'm not saying we shouldn't be or shouldn't have been. The game in LA, but, you know, you had turnovers too. But also, like, that sort of drumbeat kind of drives, 8 yards, 5 yards, 6 yards.
Yeah.
My takeaway from that game, number one, was third and anything, this team is fine. And we talked to callers about that. Like, the feeling the fans had, I say had, I it's not that long ago, but after that Ram game where you put, or Tennessee, you put Josh Allen's offense in third and seven, like, so what? It's nothing. He'll run for it. Diggs will get open. It's nothing. Even if it's two plays, they're going to get it. No punts, right? Anyway, I don't mean to sound like this is completely been flipped sideways,
and I want to say, like, the blueprint point, like, Miami did do something different than their previous two opponents. In that they were aggressive, mixed with that too high shell. The reason you saw those drives in that Ram game like that is because the Rams were playing a lot of that. It's just that when they came out of it, they didn't get home, and Allen recognized it and torched them. And same thing with Tennessee. So, you know, I think how they've been doing it, all they didn't do was score against Miami. They had the drive. They didn't make the mistakes, you know, in the meat of the drive. Like, they got where they needed to go, and then they just could not finish, as you said. So, I don't know. I think teams are going to play a lot of too high shell, but that to me is not a development that Miami brought out. Like, that was already what I would have expected to see, and I think the Bills were counteracting it with that very quick passing game. The ball was coming out in, you know, barely over 2 seconds in the opener anyway, and I think they'll keep doing that. The trick is, you know, when you have the shot, you got to block it up enough to hit the shot, and they couldn't do that against Miami.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Ross Tucker at 5. This is WGR.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.